This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, so you got your Thanksgiving tomorrow, right? You got your Black Friday after that.
Yes.
Why doesn't today have a day, have a name?
It's Drunk Wednesday.
Yes.
But they say this is like the biggest drinking day of the year or something like that.
No.
That's what
Halloween, New Year's Eve.
See, that's what I said.
4th of July.
I said 4th of July, New Year's Eve for sure that beats this.
It's funny you would bring that up, though. It's like we're dancing over here. Because this is the day that all your buddies from high school and college and whatever, that they come home to visit the folks. Hey, let's get together. And then everybody. So your neighborhood joint is going to be packed out tonight.
Dude, my hometown that I'm from is really, really tiny town. Everyone goes to the same bar. There's one bar everyone goes to. You know you're going to run into somebody from high school if you go to this bar.
Oh, yeah, the Keg and Q in Monroe.
OVP for us, Old Venice Pub. And you go in there and guaranteed on Wednesday night, someone's obliterated and they tell you that they had a crush on you in high school and that they wish they had spoken to you more or something like that. And I'm like, hi. Like,
that sounds like a lot more fun.
Yeah, that never happens to me.
It's fun, though. I love Drunk Wednesday.
But this is that day. I guess it's not exactly popularized. It's not fun for the whole family, you know what I'm saying.
Is it Getaway Wednesday?
I have always said Getaway Day. I've kind of pushed that my own agenda on that, where it's Getaway Wednesday, but it's kind of like that. By the way, if you are traveling, my God, leave now.
Yeah.
There's two reasons for that. Number one, this afternoon's a nightmare, period.
Yeah, it is.
But if you, anybody who has anything to do with weather, they really do think we're going to get hit today. Supposedly already in Red Rock Canyon, there's snow.
Yep.
Really?
Rain's supposed to start at 8:30. Somewhere around there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of the thing, is like, it's not going to stay cold enough to snow. But you would think this was, that we were like in Florida and a hurricane was coming.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh my God. Fox 5, God love them. But it's like triple team coverage today.
I know. And the maps with a bright pink where the snow's supposed to fall and it's surrounding the valley. And you're like, ah. And then you look closer and you're like, okay, it's going to rain.
It's my favorite thing to talk to Cassie from Fox 5, who does the weather and everything like that. She's like, this is it. This is what we gear up for months and months and months. And this happens.
Yeah, no, they're pumped.
So funny.
They got a guy up at Mount Charleston where it is snowing.
Yeah.
And then they got somebody else down in Prim. They got Alexandra De Leon down in Prim. And it's triple team coverage. And oh my God.
They should just rename Fox 5 and a day like this. Just weather reports all day.
No, stop it. Why would you do that?
Hey, by the way, I saw a video on Twitter of LA and the 405. Did you see this?
Mm-mm.
People getting away last night. And it looked like a giant Christmas ribbon wrapped the city.
Oh, yeah.
The stoplights went on for miles and it was actually the brake lights and the headlights.
Oh, wow.
It was actually beautiful to look at.
Is it that one picture that they always show where it kind of curves, over a little curve?
Yeah, it looks like a ribbon.
Yeah, it's insane. Well, God love you if you're going out there, because it ain't going to be me. No way, dude. No. If I'm working this right, by about noon today, it's shut down.
For Wednesday today, the day before Thanksgiving, I call it dip out early Wednesday.
I like that. DOE Wednesday.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
I kind of like the idea of this as we head into Thanksgiving tomorrow, of course. Let's play a little game called Thanks or No Thanks.
Okay.
It's a variety of things that have to do with Thanksgiving, and not everybody's always on the same page.
Okay.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Thanks or no thanks? Spence.
No thanks.
Kayla.
Thanks.
Yeah, see, this is a gender thing, too. Thanks or no thanks?
No thanks.
Really?
Not a gender thing.
Two thumbs down for that.
You don't like it? What's wrong with it?
There's so much more I could be doing with my time than staring at the TV, okay, at the Macy's.
First of all, you don't get defensive, and you take it easy over there.
I'd rather be there live.
No, I was genuinely curious.
Fight,
yeah, let's
fight,
do it.
Fight,
I'm pulling her hair.
Fight. I am defending this parade.
Jesus.
The ridiculous lip-syncing thing with Demi Lovato, whomever it is, just drives me nuts.
Yeah, or second level had one hit, and they're trying to push him out there.
So are you thanks or no thanks?
No, my wife loves it. I mean, loves it. Wow. Yeah, parades.
Mm. Oh, man. I used to like to get up and make hot cocoa and watch that thing every morning. It was every Thanksgiving morning. It was great. So.
No, it sounds like a very Kayla thing.
Yeah.
Very much so. I would love to tell you that I love the Tournament of Roses parade on New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Eh. Parade. All right. Fine. Mm.
And I was raised probably the same way as you. My mom loved the Roses parade.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it was a big deal.
Mm. Bob Barker hosts that or something like that. Okay, so it's stuff like that. It's things like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and all of the different things that go into Thanksgiving. Thanks or no thanks. we just need one of you. So if you're trying to get stuff done today, we'll just, it's easy. Right. We just need one of you. 702-364-9898, caller 25.
Perfect.
All right, we'll do. Oh, and Maroon 5 tickets on the table for New Year's week. Las Vegas Bowl, four of those tickets, December 21st, Sam Boyd Stadium. The Hollywood Medium, Tyler Henry, coming to the Pearl at the Palms, January 25th. You can have those if you want them. CeeLo Green is coming back March and April of 2020. Little residency at the Flamingo. And, a Fandango promo card. I don't know why I am obsessed with just how many movies I'm going to be able to cram in over the next three and a half days. Yeah. I don't know why I'm so excited about it, but I am. And if you are excited, you should call us right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, everybody plays. Thanks or no thanks? Yeah, for Thanksgiving, I love it. Yeah, I could do that. Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Tanya D. Herrera from Northtown.
Hello, Tanya D. Herrera.
Good morning.
Oh, from Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
What will you be doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going over to my brother's house.
Very nice. Are you getting hammered tonight?
No.
Okay. Well, Kayla was pushing the agenda that's
Drunk Wednesday, man.
Drunk Wednesday, and that's what everybody does. And it's kind of true. It's kind of this is the one. This is where everybody hangs out, and then you kind of scatter after the. Hey, let's get together, man. Then I got to be with family the rest of the weekend. All right, so thanks or no thanks? Pumpkins carved with a Thanksgiving theme. Spence, thanks or no thanks?
Get out of here. No thanks.
Yeah, Kayla?
No thanks? I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but I'm not going to go out of my way to do it. So
I'm opposed to it. yeah, no thanks. Lil Jess?
As long as I'm not carving them.
Right. That turned out the way you
want it to. Like, I'll take photos. I'll document.
With all honesty, that's kind of your answer for all of it. As long as you're not doing it, you're good.
So true.
Hey, Tanya, thanks or no thanks? Pumpkins that are carved with a Thanksgiving theme. Blech.
No thanks.
Yeah, no thanks. vegan Thanksgiving. Hey, much love if this is your lifestyle. Stop it. Pick around it. No thanks for me. Tanya?
No thanks.
Poor Kayla doesn't want to offend anybody right now, but...
No, I would do vegan Thanksgiving, because basically, if you think about it, for me at least, there's nothing else except for the turkey that couldn't be veganized.
Well, that is... You know what? That is the thing. And that's why, I guess, my no thanks... Here's my no thanks. My no thanks is just, fine, do it. Shut up about it. Yes. We're having vegan Thanksgiving. And you gotta just... It's like CrossFit... It's like that damn thing. It's like that parade. it's like your Black Friday shopping. Stop beating us over the head with it.
You know, it's funny you say that, as I always think, like, on the other side, and the vegans are like, man, I wouldn't mind Thanksgiving if people would just shut up about the turkey. Shut up about it.
Okay, but we got 200 years of turkey. We got forever of turkey.
2019, Chet.
You and your tofurkey, no one cares. Stop it.
They probably got that magic meat turkey now. You won't be able to tell. don't know what's called. It's not magic meat. That's something else.
Tofu turkey?
Tofu turkey, yeah. Tofurkey.
No, that's what I've said tofurkey for the last 10 minutes. He's talking about the stuff that Burger King's making a Whopper out of. Yeah,
they do that,
incredible magic meat. Whatever.
Yeah, I like magic meat. That's good.
Did we get everybody on vegan Thanksgiving? Is everybody in on
I'll take a thanks because everything that I like about Thanksgiving is a side dish, potato, green beans, yams. So, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, fine. A decorated Christmas tree on Thanksgiving. Thanks or no thanks?
No thanks for this, kid. It happens the day after.
Oh, yeah, thanks. 1,000% thanks. And if you can actually get me to like hold off until Thanksgiving to decorate the Christmas tree, doing it on Thanksgiving when the whole family's there is so much fun.
Thanks or no thanks, decorated Christmas tree, little Jess.
I say thanks because you're putting me in that mood.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. Thanks, I suppose.
Yeah.
Tanya?
I say no thanks. I always do it after Thanksgiving.
I feel because there's been so much hype around let's start Christmas now on like just on November 1st.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I've already missed the window. Okay, let's go quick. Stovetop stuffing. Thanks or no thanks, Kayla?
I've never had it, so no thanks.
Who are you?
Stovetop? And there's a brand, right? Yeah. No, I've never had it. My mom makes it like homemade.
I'm not going to lie. You saw me with the mashed potatoes yesterday. I will make an entire box of that and eat it out of the pot.
It's that good?
It's for me, it is.
Oh, dang. All
thanks or no thanks, Stovetop?
No thanks. I don't like stuffing, period. And if you're doing Thanksgiving, you can't make it on the stove.
Oh, well, yeah, you probably shouldn't have Stovetop for Thanksgiving. But I would eat the you-know-what out of it. I would eat the...
You guys eat stuffing other than Thanksgiving and Christmas?
If it's there, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I just tried...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Sorry,
in fact, I'm watching right now. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, mama. Like, I just want to... Yeah, I want to bathe in it.
Okay.
A little bit.
Jess, go to the store. Stat, let's go.
No, I was thinking
all right,
about that.
I might not come back. I would say no thanks.
Stovetop. Tanya?
I would say no thanks. I'm with Spence. I don't like stuffing.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes only.
You don't know what you're missing? More for me. Yeah. Pecan pie, thanks or no thanks?
No thanks.
No thanks.
No thanks.
Tanya?
No thanks.
Green bean casserole.
Oh,
thanks.
By the way, pecan pie, no thanks until I get some and then I eat it. And I go, why? I don't know what I'm complaining about. I like this. Green bean casserole, thanks or no thanks? Thanks for me.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Big no thanks.
Tanya?
Thanks.
Turducken. Thanks or no thanks?
No thanks.
Thanks. I'll do that.
Yeah, thanks.
Tanya?
I'd like to try it, but I won't make it.
Yeah, I don't need zombie bird on things. I don't.
That's a turkey. Oh, turducken is a turkey.
Turkey, duck, and chicken.
Turkey, duck, and chicken.
And things get stuffed into other things, and they come out, and there's wings and
duck into chicken,
beaks and feet. And I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
The Chep Buchanan Show.
By the way, if you are getting out today, make sure that you take 98.5 KLUC with you on the radio.com app. You're taking your phone, right?
Well,
then you're taking us. It's all good. Thanks or no thanks going into Thanksgiving. Tanya is here. She's our winner. You're going to Maroon 5, right?
Yes.
Duh.
Awesome.
Okay, so thanks or no thanks. Football on Thanksgiving. Thanks or no thanks. Kayla.
I don't care. So no thanks.
Who are you people?
I know.
Lil Jess?
No thanks, but I don't mind if it's like on the television.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Spent?
Yeah, no thanks.
Really?
I mean, it's a cool distraction, but I don't care.
There's like three games tomorrow, isn't there?
There's three. It's triple header tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Again, like the stove. If I have stovetop stuffing and football, oh, yeah.
Never leave the couch.
And then my father-in-law used to really love, because there's basketball on too, and that was his thing.
Huh.
He wanted to watch basketball. Tanya, football on Thanksgiving?
No, thanks.
I'm on the island. Am I on the island?
You are.
On football.
There's just so much going on. There's so much. I love football, but there's so much going on. Why do I need football?
It's like watching a parade. screw you. It's not family, like watching a parade.
Family on Thanksgiving. Thanks or no thanks?
Thanks, yes.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
Tanya?
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, of course. Canned cranberry sauce. We've already gone over this before. Tanya, canned cranberry sauce.
No, thank you.
Shame on you. God, who are you people?
Yeah.
Kayla and I are full on thanks.
Full on thanks, yeah.
Spence?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, man.
Bringing my own can tomorrow.
post-dinner movie. Thanks or no thanks?
Thanks. Thanks. Only way to get away from the family.
Yeah,
boom.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Tanya?
Yes, I say thanks.
Yeah, I'm watching football. Although,
good point.
No, buddy of mine yesterday, he watches White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life on Thanksgiving. So I was like, no, too early.
My friend.
We always watched Sound of Music. My mom. Or Wizard of Oz. One of the two runs on Thanksgiving.
My friend had like an in-home theater, and it was pretty big. Like, her dad built it out and everything, and we watched Grinch every single Christmas.
Jell-O salad, thanks or no thanks? Tanya?
Thanks.
No, thank you.
No thanks.
No thanks.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't get it. Whatever. Sweatpants.
Yeah, thank you.
Fat
pants.
Unanimous.
I got unanimous. Maternity pants for
Tanya. Sweatpants.
Yeah.
Sure. Thanks. Running 5Ks on Thanksgiving. Thanks or no thanks?
Thanks.
No thanks.
You
thanks.
Run, don't you?
Yeah, that'd be actually a good
fun.
Move.
Ugh.
Turkey trot it.
Yeah, it's fun, and then you go eat.
It's good in an idea. As an idea, will you actually do it? Will you work out tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll go for a run before eating.
I hate you.
We do it on purpose because we know we're going to shove it in.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Good for you. No, I honestly, people who do that, I'm like, oh, that's good. What is a Thanksgiving thankful tree? I've never heard of this.
No thanks.
Neither have I.
Yeah, no thanks, because I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you write down what you're thankful for and you put it on a tree.
And like a good American. And like a good American, if I don't know what it is, I'm hating on it.
Yeah, right.
That's so true.
It's all jokes, people. Do you know what a Thanksgiving thankful tree is?
No, I don't. I've never heard of it.
Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. Thanks or no thanks? We already talked about it. Tanya?
No thanks.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've done it.
Yeah.
Have fun at Maroon 5. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Same to you guys.
Little Justin. Hey, Tanya, thanks or no thanks? Unanimous
yeah,
thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah,
unanimous thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, on Tanya. Do you need her back? Or are you good?
No, we're good. We got it settled.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. You hang up first.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
She didn't want to play the game with you.
And she hung up.
She should have just hung up, yeah.
And she hung up. Good for her. We have a good feeling story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, there's more Maroon 5 tickets later on this morning. And just having fun. We're officially calling it Getaway Day?
Getaway Day.
Okay. Yeah. Officially calling it Getaway.
I like it.
As we get ready for Snowmageddon 2019. Coming. Team coverage coming up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Team coverage, Snowmageddon 2019. Thanksgiving Snowpocalypse. We now go to Spence at the weather desk. Do you see any snow?
Well, looking out, I see no snow, but...
This has been team coverage. Oh, my God.
Good coverage, team.
We're not going to see. It's just not. No. This is how we do this every time. Oh, my God, it's going to be... Ah! And then nothing.
No.
We might have some rain.
Maybe.
It does look it does look threatening.
It is menacing, yes.
To the north and the west, though. It looks a little threatening.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Snowpocalypse, Thanksgiving 2019 team coverage. The Chet Buchanan Show. There's been a report from the provinces.
Yes, Sandy reports that there is corn snow in Centennial Hills.
This has been team coverage. Snowpocalypse. Oh, my God, it might snow. And what are we going to do if it rains? Turn our wipers on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, if you can dip out early today, you should probably.
It is funny, though, because we have sunshine 385 days a year. Mm-hmm. I think the weathermen and women get bored, and they go, when something comes up that's actually weather, they have to go, yeah!
Oh, no. Well, because we know pretty much everybody in town that does that. And they will tell you to a person, no, it's exciting that they actually get to, it's like, yeah, I actually get to do something.
Right. I've been texting my boyfriend all morning because we have a diva dog. And
is he a weather person?
No. But in that instance, that anytime it rains, she does not want to go outside at all. So I'm like, take the dog out like 4 times. She's not going to want to go out at all today. It's raining all day long.
Got it.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
This is just the sweetest of stories, and you wouldn't believe that it was coming. You wouldn't believe that it would come out of New York City, but it does. There's an up-and-coming stand-up comedian that decided A, to see if he could get a little, you know, get a little attention on social media. But it's one of those things that turns out for good. They decided that they would make an entire Thanksgiving dinner and serve it on a Subway. Now, I worry about the cleanliness of all of that. But, you know, I don't know if you've ever been on a New York Subway.
Yep.
But they laid out this entire table. There's probably 10, 12 people that are on the ground floor of this thing. And then people are just coming by and eating and having a good time. There's apparently they didn't get any sort of, you know, like permits or permission
right
for any of that. But there's Subway cops there that are joining right in and, and eating too. Yeah. So, you know, nobody gave them a hard time about it. And it seems like everybody was just having fun.
You want some of this?
I gotta eat too.
Get that man a plate, yo.
Everybody eat.
Oh, and the one thing, though, that before you ate, you had to say grace.
Aww.
Which was kind of cool.
Where the DJ at?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us all together on this Thanksgiving Day. There's a lot of people that don't have food. We're very blessed to have it, and we're very thankful.
Yo, yo, can I just say one thing before I get off?
Wait, one
thing. That mac and cheese was correct.
Say one thing before I get off? Mac and cheese was correct. Yeah, they did everything. Turkey, mashed potatoes, veggies. You heard about the mac and cheese, cornbread, the whole deal. Anybody was allowed to eat that wanted to, but they just stopped to say grace first. His name is Jodell Lewis, and he told the New York Post that he was riding the L train a while back and noticed how stressed everybody was. There's been construction that's been slowing things up. Riding the subway in New York's not exactly the greatest of experiences anyway. Mm-hmm. He says, and it took several months of planning to pull it off, but he hopes it brightened a few people's day. Plus, he just wanted to show out-of-towners that New York has a heart.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, pretty great. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I know we've been focused this morning on Thanksgiving and today getaway day, and there might be snow and all of that kind of stuff. We're 8 days away.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
8 days away from the 21st annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. Next Thursday, we'll be at NV Energy. Of course, Toy Drive presented by the Venetian Resort and Sands Cares. Next Thursday, right now, we're going to be preparing for me to go up on the scaffold.
That's crazy.
The mayor will be showing up. And then the NV Energy bucket truck will be showing up and they will lift me to the top of the 30. I can't even say it. It's weird to me right now.
Got some friends coming by to wish you off up there. So it's very excited.
Like what friends?
The Aces are going to come by.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, that was a surprise, wasn't it? Ah, oh, jeez.
I didn't want it to come. I even like surprises, so.
Everybody turns out.
Yeah.
It'll be good. And thank you again. As always, to our friends at Centennial Toyota and Nevada State Bank and Knopfy Injury Law and Coca-Cola, District of Green Valley Ranch, Zero Res is involved. Went to Fox 5 yesterday, shot the promo with Dave Hall and Faven
nice.
Kay. So we're ready for that. It was so good. Faven Kay, okay, she's a new reporter and anchor at Fox 5. Hadn't met her before yesterday. She's from Bakersfield. Very nice girl. Hmm. Shorter than I thought she'd be. we've known Dave Hall forever. But Faven is out there with no jacket, she's wearing her you know, anchor dress, and the wind kicked up, and it was so cold, and Dave's wearing a suit, so he's got a suit jacket.
Go jacket on. Yeah.
And I'm wearing Toy Drive-ish clothes, so I've got a hoodie on, and it was, even Dave and I were like, whew, a little brisk here. Faven just stood through the whole thing. She's
powered
trooper.
Through it.
She's they're tough.
Amazing.
They're tough in Bakersfield.
Yeah, you gotta be.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. But anyway, so we got the promo done, and you'll start seeing that on Fox 5. And Toy Drive starts a week from tomorrow.
Wow.
Believe it or not. So everybody's talking about this story that I guess Camila Cabello was on a BBC podcast and had a startling admission. She had to apologize to which, who'd she have to apologize
to? The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Prince William and
Kate.
Which
ones are those? Okay.
Yeah.
So she had to apologize to William and Kate. What did she do?
She stole something at Kensington Palace. She was tripled as she called it, triple doggy dared by the podcast host, his name's Gary, to steal something. And she's like, well, I could take this pencil.
Doesn't this all sound like a setup? When you, now that I find out it was the podcast host?
Maybe. All I know is she stole a pencil. And she still has it. She's kept it from Kensington Palace and then felt the need to apologize to Prince William and Catherine that, hey, I stole something from Kensington Palace. I want to make sure you know that I stole a pencil.
I don't know that I've ever heard anything more ridiculous.
I've stolen many pins from various Ramadas.
Congratulations.
I don't. Okay. Until now, until right then, I don't know that I had heard anything more ridiculous. But in all seriousness, you lifted a souvenir from a place once.
I was at a very fancy LA hotel maybe 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
Do you remember the name of it?
No, but it was in Westwood. It was nice. And I don't know why I was there, and I don't know why I was in that nice hotel, but I was. And in the elevator lobby, I guess you'd call it, that space there where the elevators are, there's always a nice table and flowers and such. There was this really cool dial-up phone, like from the 50s, like, you know, old school. And I don't know why, because I feel like a jerk in telling the story, but I'm like, I want this phone.
Okay.
It wasn't a remake.
Were you drinking?
I was going to say, were you drunk?
Possibly. But this is like heavy. By the way, this could be used as a weapon. It's so heavy. That's how you know it's real.
So the short version is you took it?
I stole it. Put it in my suitcase, and I have it at home still. I'll take a picture when I get home.
That's really funny.
It's awesome. It's like, I don't know, World War II or something.
I have no doubt.
But I lifted it, and I feel bad.
I heard the story, and I looked around. If there was something that I had stolen, it would most likely be in my office. And I looked around the office. I just don't think I have. I would think I had. Because I'm not above that. I'm not above doing that. But I...
Now, you were witness to a crime at an Olive Garden with a former co-host.
Who? Amy, when she used to take napkin holders and salt and peppers and... Yeah, Amy would... Amy,
that's
literally
funny.
Every time... Not my wife.
No.
Former Morning Zoo co-host Amy Sweet. That was her thing.
And then we have a salesperson who, when we had a Chevy's, I don't know if the Chevy's is Mexican restaurants are still around, but she got away with several, not beer steins, but some sort of margarita glasses, like a set of four.
Well, see, now that's cool.
The nice margarita glasses? Like, those are expensive.
They're expensive. She pursed them.
Yeah. My mom steals those.
I don't know if...
I mean, she does. Everyone in Las Vegas is safe because she doesn't live here, but yeah.
No, but she visits. No, we're not safe at all. Keep an eye on her. In fact, I want an alert to go out when she hits the airport. What have you stolen? Now, I realize today might be a tough day for this.
Yeah.
And we may have to double down after Thanksgiving. Excuse me. But you ever stolen anything?
Like at a hotel, like souvenirs, right?
Yeah, have you ever stolen, ever lifted a souvenir?
No, just your, I don't know if you would call it a souvenir, but I've robbed the little, the maids that come by.
Housekeeping carts,
yeah.
Yeah, that's
the
robbed
it of
what?
And then
I think
I'm slick of robbed. Everything. Whatever's on top, the shampoo, the pens, the mints.
Why? Just because?
Because they don't give you enough shampoo and conditioner.
Really?
You can call and ask. They'll bring you more. But I see your point. Yeah, she stole it from the
cart. I've never understood why they do that anyway. It's like, you don't bring your own? You know, why do I need theirs?
Right?
All right, 702-364-9898. Excuse me. Sorry, mystery cough. Have you ever lifted a souvenir? You know what? Now I'm disappointed that I haven't.
Come on, man. Live a little.
Right? Being so uptight.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This whole thing seems like a big setup to me. Camila Cabello. Oh, she stole a pencil from Kensington Palace. Ooh. How are they going to survive? What will they write with? You know,
she stole
honestly,
the pencil.
Kate, where's the pencil? Who lost the pencil? Does anybody know where it is?
I bet it was Megan. I can't trust that girl. She took a pencil.
It's Americans. Sticky fingers. All of a sudden, we've all become Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Actually, no. We're the girl in the commercial with Gordon Ramsay. Yeah. Use the cocktail stick. That's what we all turned into that. So, Kayla, you've lifted a souvenir.
I stole a signed photograph of an old mayor back in the day that used to go into Carnegie Deli. It wasn't fashioned onto the wall, and my mom and I were eating, and it was loose. So I was
Carnegie Deli where?
In New York City.
And which mayor's photo did you steal?
I was so young. I don't remember who it was. I remember asking, and she goes, oh, he was a former mayor. And they have, if you've ever been to Carnegie Deli, they have photos of famous people all over the walls that have signed photographs of themselves.
You decided to take one home with you?
Yeah, and then my mom was so embarrassed, she threw it away because she didn't want any of the evidence.
Yeah, because they're going to hunt you down in Venice, Florida. I know that photo of the mayor's here somewhere.
Yeah, for the picture of Ed Koch that you stole off the wall. Great. Is this Brooks a fish?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
What's up, fish? What did you steal?
When the old McKyle's was closing, I stole one of their TCT pans.
Oh. You know what? That's a solid get.
Good job.
That's Vegas history right there.
TCTs are the best.
No, that's solid.
Yep.
That's brilliant. JJ in Silverado Ranch, what'd you steal? What souvenir did you lift?
Well, if you ever go into hotels and you're missing a 420 room door number, that might have been me.
You were such a stoner. You're such a stoner. Pamela, what souvenir did you steal?
My friend Deanna and I stole a penguin from a band that was playing in Seattle.
A real penguin?
Yeah, I think we need to know more.
it was just that, you know, like a 3 foot tall plastic penguin.
Yeah. And it was like on stage, like a prop?
Yes. And I think we may have also stolen the cords, the big red velvet cords that were around it so you couldn't get to it.
In theory, yeah. Allegedly, we may have stolen those. Yes, allegedly. Someone did. We don't know if it was you.
We steal this penguin back and forth now all the time.
That's fun.
She's got it right now in Arlington, Washington. So next time I go, I will get it.
That's very funny.
So cute.
Really that's funny. So good. We now go to team coverage. Snowmageddon, Snowpocalypse 2019. Hot Ryan is in the Northwest. Hot Ryan, tell us what you see.
There are frozen bits of things falling on my car.
The aforementioned corn snow.
Corn snow.
Yes.
Fluffy, dry snow that just kind of hits and bounces off. It's not snow. It's not hail. It's just kind of.
Yeah, it didn't seem fluffy. It hit pretty hard, but yeah.
All right, you criminal. What souvenir did you steal?
So when I used to work at a very popular sports bar, I would take a beverage home with me every day. And now my parents have a collection of about 30 of those cups in their cabinet. And then a few years ago when we were eating at Skinny Fats for my birthday, they have these salt and pepper shakers, and the salt is like shaped like a little guy and the pepper is his pants.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just had to have it. So now that's something that I have.
They sell those. Right. They sell those.
Well.
Or you could steal it and it's free.
There you go.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
90.5 KLUC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! It's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
We've been batting around for a couple of weeks, even in anticipation of Thanksgiving. something about holiday traditions. Because everybody's got their thing. I know a family that used to have a massive turkey bowl every year. Okay. I got to play every once in a while when I was growing up. They would, they'd try to bring in, people would try and stack their teams. Because there was massive mess talking, bragging rights for the year. The family would do, inevitably, like somewhere around like May or June, there'd be some, ping pong tournament in the garage and some mess would get talked and it'd be like, but remember what we did to you at Turkey Bowl.
That's funny.
That type of thing.
Wow.
But then we realized, really when it comes down to it, we as a unit, it's kind of boring. we don't really have stuff like that. As we got older, as the kids got older, and we were able to get out of the house and be out, out in the wild on our own, we started going to a movie every year.
Yeah,
my cousins and I. I have three cousins that we would have Thanksgiving with every year, and so we would leave as soon as I have a cousin that's 1 year older than me, and as soon as she got her license, then she would drive, and we would all go to a movie. Just the kids. And so that was kind of cool. And we still talk about that.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess that counts.
Sure.
But now, do I have any sort of... No, I just go home and unbutton my pants and,
We used to
sleep on the couch.
We used to every Thanksgiving, once we had Thanksgiving dinner, which would happen at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sure.
Then we'd all climb out in the boat and we'd go out to Snake Island, which is just this like, it couldn't be more than 100 feet wide, this little island. But my Uncle Keith was the mayor of Snake Island, and so we'd all go out there and we'd hang out with friends and stuff Thanksgiving night on the island.
That's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and this Snake Island has made its way into the conversations over the last 5 years. Wasn't there some sort of rite of passage with your brother in Snake
Island? Yes, so you had to live a night on Snake Island, but they didn't give you anything. You couldn't live on Snake. To be a part of the community of Snake Island, you had to live on Snake Island, and all they gave you was a knife. And then you had to survive the night on that alone. So it was the whole thing.
I'm not going anywhere in a dark place called Snake Island.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, why is it called Snake Island?
Well,
there used to
be snakes, and then they got rid of all the snakes because it was so popular, and so all the snakes are now on Cactus Island across the way. So
which
you don't sleep
weird.
On Cactus Island, you sleep on Snake Island.
And there's no cacti.
Yeah.
Because it's Florida.
It's just all snakes over there now.
How'd it be Cactus Island then?
I don't know.
It should just be Snake Island too. Or whatever, electric boogaloo, what I'm saying? So you guys don't have any, you didn't have any Thanksgiving traditions, did you?
No, we
just
did
sound
all
of music.
All typical stuff.
Sound of Music, though. You'd watch Sound of Music.
Yeah, we would watch Sound of Music. I know every word to every song in that movie. Edelweiss is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Is that
I'm not
doe,
kidding.
A deer, a female
deer.
Is that one?
Deer.
Is that one?
Ray,
that
a drop of golden sun. I call myself along the way to run. So
no,
a needle pulling thread.
No. We're good.
Thank you, Paul.
That's enough. It's enough. Do you guys do anything at your house after dinner?
Well, actually, it's a few days prior to Thanksgiving, and it's getting together, putting a line together, and we're all making tamales.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, super fun.
Spence did some research. We name and dance with our turkey. When we found some website where people are saying weird stuff they do. We name and dance with our turkey when we clean it prior to stuffing it and cooking it. My parents did it when I was a kid, and now I do it with my kids. Only my kids look at me now like I'm nuts. But we name and dance with the turkey.
That's really great.
My 83-year-old father has this novelty breast mug with a hole, where. So it started out kind of as a sick joke one year that we'd put the gravy in the mug and it's just kind of our thing. So now every year we have a breast mug filled with gravy that squirts out of the hole.
Oh, that's funny.
That's awesome.
Too cute.
I have two brothers and a sister. Our cousins are all about the same age. We range from 25 to 31 now, and every Thanksgiving, we take a secret ballot of who's been the biggest loser, idiot, and whatnot over the past 12 months. And they have to sit at the kids' table for the entire meal. Just so you know, I'm champ 2 years running.
Very nice.
So, okay. So what do you guys do? I guess it doesn't have to be that dramatic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because everybody, I guess, does have their thing. So I thought we were, well, I guess not. We all, as kids, we always went to a movie. And I'm telling you, if we got the family back together now, I would say to my cousins, I'd go, hey, let's go to a movie.
Yeah, you got to.
And we would, except we'd sneak in booze. Actually, as things went along, we may have done that.
Yeah, exactly.
Time or two as we were kids as well. Oh, dang it, we forgot the gum. We got to stop at the store on the way home. Yeah, 702-364-9898. Do you guys have a fun Thanksgiving tradition that you're looking forward to?
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Team coverage. Thanksgiving snow cop and snow... What are you... What? Thanksgiving
snowpocalypse.
Snow couple plops. What?
Yeah.
We now go live to Red Rock Canyon. Jay Stu is standing by. Did you go out there? Did you grab the kids and say, let's go see the snow?
No, I was on the way to work and just decided to take a trip and see what the real reporters reporting was true. And there's no snow.
No snow in Red Rock.
No snow.
This has been team coverage. Snow pocket copalypse. 2019. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Back at you guys.
Do you guys have crazy... You sound like a family that might have something cool that you do after Thanksgiving dinner every year.
Man, it's everything you guys talked about. Football, pajamas or sweatpants, imbibing entirely too much. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of people around. You know, my in-law's been here for years, so they got a lot of close friends. So it's always kind of a, you know, extended family that isn't really family kind of thing. But, yeah, that's really it. Nothing kind of crazy.
No, that's fun. Yeah. No, that's fun. Well, happy Thanksgiving. If we don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving.
Same, guys.
All right, brother.
Bye,
we'll
buddy.
See. Carly in the Southwest, what's your fun Thanksgiving tradition?
So the day after Thanksgiving, we have a bunch of turkey leftovers. So we all make sandwiches, and then we take them to the movies, and we all go see a movie.
Well, that's kind of nice.
Not to diminish that. I thought she was going to say, we make turkey sandwiches. We take them to the homeless.
Oh, right.
And I was like, oh, that's nice. Oh, we just take them to the movie theater. No, it's still good.
And I thought...
It's still good.
I thought she was going to say, oh, after the day of Thanksgiving, we go to the stores and we buy discounted consumer electronics. Nobody else does this, but...
Hey, Chris in Whitney Ranch, what's your fun Thanksgiving tradition?
It is, we make buttermilk pancakes the next morning, and they use the turkey gravy instead of syrup and stuff.
Oh, that sounds good.
Sounds really tasty.
They love it. I personally can't get myself to do it, but they all love it, so.
Really? You were saying that this is, and this is how many generations now?
At least three. It's a Denison family tradition, and that was my grandfather, so.
And you've never been able to choke it down, huh?
No. I don't like gravy to begin with, personally, so I use sour cream with my mashed potatoes.
Who are you?
How dare you?
How do you not like
gravy? Is an American institution, lady.
Yeah, but if I had the choice between like sour cream and cheese and chives and all that stuff and gravy, I think I'm going with the sour cream. So I get that.
Yeah. Why do you hate America?
Yeah.
You don't have to choose right now, but an early holiday gift, a Thanksgiving gift. I know Thanksgiving's not generally a time when you give gifts.
Right.
But we would like to give you the choice of either four tickets to the Las Vegas Bowl. Blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, I can't talk to you. Four tickets to the lot. Well, because I started drinking. Four tickets to the Las Vegas Bowl or Tyler Henry Hollywood Medium tickets or CeeLo Green tickets. You don't, well, like I said, you don't have to choose right this second. And here's what's funny. Even with all of that, it might not even be the best part of this entire phone call. Because you know why?
Why?
Kayla's got a joke.
Kayla's got a job!
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving themed, right?
Yeah, of course. Okay. What's the best song to sing when preparing your turkey?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. The question was, what is the best song to sing while you're preparing your turkey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All About That Bass.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLUC. Little Jesse, old approval.
I love it.
That's cute, right?
Yes.
Spence, you were about to say something.
What was her name? Megan.
Megan Trainor.
She heard that joke. She'd be spinning in her grave.
she's still alive.
She's
not
spinning.
I know.
Yeah, there's a secondary joke there too, but she'd be spinning into something.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Do you mind if I take a swing at this?
Please.
I'm not trying to show you up or anything, because I'm not. Because I know this is your thing.
I know my jokes are better. So.
I know you love these jokes. Not that based one that you just told. But that's, But I just stumbled on this. So I just, and I went, oh, if I'd have seen this like 2 weeks ago, Kayla would have been just done.
All right.
You'd have been ready to go. These are the top 10 Thanksgiving jokes.
Oh.
Are you ready? Number 10. What key will not open any door?
Oh, I know this one.
What is it?
A turkey.
That a girl.
Turkey.
Number 9. What happened when the turkey got into a fight?
Oh, I don't know. What happened?
The stuffing knocked out of it.
Oh.
Number 8. What did the mother turkey say to her disobedient children?
What?
If your father could see you now, he'd turn over in his gravy. I see. In his gravy. You see what?
Yeah.
Okay, number 7. What kind of weather does a turkey like?
I don't know.
Foul weather. Foul, F-O-W-L. Who is not hungry at that Thanksgiving? Ever?
Turkey, because it's stuffed.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Number 5. What's the most musical part of the turkey?
I don't know what.
The drumstick. Number 4. What sound does a turkey's phone make?
I don't know what.
Wing, 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 wing.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Spence is throwing up in his mouth just
so
a little
bit.
So
when did you hit rock bottom, Spence? Well, it was 7:46 a.m.
You can go spend more time in the bathroom or do whatever you need to do. You see, he's having a lovely slice. What do you call? Do you get? Are those cuties or are those?
Yeah, these are cuties.
Those are cuties. What are the other ones? The
Halos.
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
No.
Branding.
I think it's branding.
Marketing. All right, well, there's only 3 more. Enjoy your cutie. Number 3, why did the police arrest the turkey, Kayla, and only Kayla?
Yeah, because of foul play?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number 2, what would you get if you crossed a turkey with a ghost?
I don't know what.
A poultrygeist.
Ah, that's like pretty good.
Stop it. And number 1, why did the turkey cross the road twice?
I don't know why.
To prove he wasn't a chicken.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC. The Chet Buchanan Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for no apparent reason, you know it's this time of the year, and everybody feels the need to do it. So again, for no apparent reason, news reporters trying to imitate turkeys.
It's my favorite thing to do this time of year. I love the turkey noise.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Thank you to Jimmy Kimmel Live. For no apparent reason, ladies and gentlemen, that's news reporters trying to imitate turkeys. Kayla.
Wow, that was good. Oh, my God.
Here's what's funny. You've practiced, haven't you?
I have not, actually.
Are you
It crossed my mind, like, last week that I was like, we should do some sort of gobble impression, but we haven't done one this season, and I'm okay
Little
with
Jess?
Doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, dude.
Gobble, gobble.
Whatever. Thanks for the effort. Appreciate you.
Jed?
Spence?
Ah!
Ah! Again, solid effort.
You knew it was coming.
True. So, yeah, you know what? I mean it now.
That's a good one.
I do. Nice. Sad part is I do practice in the mirror.
98.5 KLUC. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo!
Running Rebels got a win last night.
Yeah, go Rebels.
Yep.
80-57 over this Jackson State team that they were scrappy for a while. Now they've got to go on the rodeo. Excuse me, on the rodeo road trip. NFR takes over the Thomas and Mack for the next couple of weeks.
Right.
So every year they've called it the rodeo road trip. This is the first time in years that I haven't had to miss a Rebel home game because of toy drive.
Oh, wow.
Years.
That's fun.
Rebels don't play again until the 18th at home. Saturday, they're in Cincinnati. That's rough. It's going to be
Cincinnati's
rough.
Good.
Cincinnati's
typically,
pretty
good. Yeah.
I remember seeing their name last year in the bracket thing, the March thing.
So we got to play them there. And they guys are leaving on Thanksgiving, which is they're going to have Thanksgiving dinner in Cincinnati.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
But this could be one of those things, too, that could bond these guys together a little bit. So it'd be all right. Golden Knights tonight.
Come on, go Knights, go.
In Smashville. I hate them. I really do. We're Smashville. Shut up. Yeah, but the Golden Knights play Nashville 5 o'clock today, too. So, and everybody, we should all be out of work by then, right?
God, I hope
so. I hope so.
The offices here close at, what, 2?
I think most do. It's already, I don't know about you, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's already got that feel of kind of winding down.
Right?
Yeah.
I realize it's only 8 in the morning, but it's already kind of got that wind down feel. I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I'll bring it up again. So we do a thing on this show called the P1's Court where people will share, hey, I need some advice on some sort of relationship issue or whatever. And then we put it out to listeners and everybody has opinions and whatnot. There are some, and I realized that there were a lot of really interesting stories that never make it to the air because it's like, well, it's obvious. You know?
Yeah.
And if the answer is, well, you just have to talk to them, that's boring.
Yeah.
If there's nothing to fight about or if there's nothing to argue about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But again, we end up missing out on some really great stories. I have to tell you about what may be the most evil Thanksgiving story that I may have ever heard.
Okay.
And there's no way around it. I would love to find another side to it. This woman is straight up evil, and we'll tell you about her next.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Weather forecast, of course, is for nastiness. You can look outside just the same as we can and go, ooh, it's threatening. I think by the middle of the morning, we may get it a little bit.
It is, but if you look out our window presently looking west, yeah, basically today, it's sunny.
Yeah. If you're at Rainbow and 215, it is sunny. Everywhere else.
Okay, but you don't see those dark clouds to the west?
Do.
Come on.
I do. I just think it's
like
funny.
I said, it's threatening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is, in any event, if you're going to get out, you should probably get out now.
Right, right, right.
If you've got to go, we've already seen reports that some of the high mountain passes and stuff like that are getting snow quite a bit. So if you got somewhere you got to be,
go now.
Why not? Boss, gotta go.
Yeah.
Unless somebody actually yesterday. Hey, don't forget, I need you to do something for me by next week. It starts Monday. What do you mean, don't forget? You never told me. I didn't. What you mean, don't forget? I don't, you told what? And they were like, oh, yeah, and, if you could have it done early, I'm leaving early tomorrow. Wait, so you're leaving now that it's become my emergency?
Yep.
I hate that so much.
Kidding me? The only person that may be a little bit more evil than that is this person. Unless I'm missing something here, but this just seems awful to me. So here's the email that we got. This year, for the first time, we are going to make the trip to go see my wife's family for Thanksgiving. Central California, lovely drive, Fresno area.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Go now, though, because getting through the little pass there is probably bad. My wife's aunt hosts the family for Thanksgiving every year. My mother-in-law made sure to let her know in plenty of time so that she could account for the extra mouths, the extra place at the table. Last night, we get a call from my mother-in-law. My wife and I have now been disinvited because we have a kid. It apparently just dawned on my wife's aunt that we have a 1-year-old, and she told my mother-in-law that she doesn't want a baby in her house.
What?
Wow.
So now we're stuck. My mother-in-law doesn't have the time or skill to pull off the dinner for the four of us, and it's too late to order catering, and they'll be fine. We've kind of gone back.
Yeah,
I was like,
dude,
come to our house.
Yeah.
This aunt is she's the most, and they were even like, I didn't really even have any reason to write this except I just thought you should know.
She's horrible in two ways. First of all, you didn't remember that, you know, the people related to you had a child.
Yeah.
And second of all,
about a 1-year-old.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a blessed time.
Right? Oh my God. And then second of all, the idea that you're not going to welcome a child in your home on Thanksgiving of all days too. That's terrible.
Okay. And the only, cause you know, I try and look at these things from both sides. Is there a side of the crazy old lady that's got, you know, all of her not really expensive knickknacks, but she thinks it's a big deal. And this house is no place for a child. Even though it's a one-year-old and can't do anything.
Oh, maybe.
Can't even walk. Can't even do anything.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I'm like, what, does she live in a club or something like that, that she can't have a child? And I was just confused.
But I mean,
that,
is there a side to this that makes her less evil? It's still evil to me.
No, there's no side. She's an idiot.
And if you're hosting the entire family, trust me, those drunk adults are way more dangerous than a little kid.
Amen.
And it's one day, even for like a few hours. So put them up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is the person writing in? Does the aunt know them and go, I know your daughter or son, and that child.
Kid's a year old. What do you? I know your kid. If you know my kid, you know they're a year old. They can't move. They're like a turtle on its back.
They just hold on to things if they stand at all. So.
Yeah, the kid doesn't have a rap sheet yet, but maybe the parents do. Maybe the parents, they know they're irresponsible jackasses. And a one-year-old, I was walking at 9 months.
Yeah, they can walk. Yeah.
So they can get around. Some of them.
Babies.
My friend's one-year-old holds on to things, though. She doesn't walk necessarily by herself, but she holds on to everything and moves around that way.
Even worse.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Maybe you're
even
totally
worse,
right.
Now you're pulling stuff down.
Hummel figurines. They've been in the family for generations.
Put them up.
Crushed. I don't want to put them up. It's my house.
And by the way, if you're saying that the association is made with the parent, it's the wife that's the bad seed, not the husband. Because remember, this is the wife's aunt.
Yeah.
They're going to go see the wife's family.
Wow.
And if there's one holiday that should be kids and family, it's Thanksgiving.
It's Christmas.
Well, Christmas.
Oh, no, sorry. No, sorry. It's Halloween. Wait a minute. It's 4th of July.
Maybe that point doesn't stick, but you know what I'm saying.
It's a solid point. It is a solid point. Ah, good. You know what? And I apologize, because I realize my only reason for doing that is I just wanted everybody else to be as outraged as I am.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry for making every happy damn Thanksgiving now. That's just great.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
And now, for no apparent reason, ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of our friends at Jimmy Kimmel Live, TV news reporters imitating turkeys, because that's what you're supposed to do if you're on TV.
Yeah.
And you're doing a story about turkeys. You have to actually turn
it. It's my favorite thing to do this time of year. I love the turkey noise.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
I that was... For no apparent reason.
That's pretty good.
TV news reporters imitating turkeys.
Funny.
The Chet Buchanan Show. How many... I meant to ask you guys this earlier. How many Thanksgivings will you hit tomorrow? The line I'm setting on Kayla is 5.
No, I have 2, possibly 3. 2 and then 3 if we have time for the third. I already set it up ahead of time saying we got a lot of stuff to hit. So,
are you with your boyfriend's family?
Yes. So Buddy and I are going to go to his dad's house. He lives in Summerlin. So we're going to hit that. And we're having kind of a later dinner. And then our friends, Auntie Cheryl and them, are going to have it. So we're going to go there for, like, wine and stuff afterwards.
And they're in Summerlin, too, right?
No, they're, like, southwest. So they're, like, what is that, Mountain's Edge area?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then are you coming to the one in my neighborhood?
Possibly. Buddy's dad lives, like, a block from you guys. So I might just swing through.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Maybe 4.
Hit that one second.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So Buddy's dad and Auntie Cheryl, and then who else? And then another friend?
And then our friends Tenora and Tuni are throwing a Thanksgiving thing.
See?
So.
Yeah, I could have. That's close to 5.
Yeah.
About 5. I'll go early to a buddy's house in Henderson just for drinks. And then I'll head to another friend's house in Summerlin North for drinks. Then we go to kind of Northtown Centennial Hills for kind of dinner. And then back to Summerlin South for pie and...
Yeah,
drinks.
For the finale.
Yeah.
And more drinks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So many. How many are you going to?
2.
That's it. Well, the second one's like across the street from your house. It's not
that's
really
right.
going.
Still that's counts. why I'm only going to 2. Yeah. Because it's that one's close. And I don't gotta go anywhere else.
Nice.
That's the easy one. Yeah, my mother-in-law and my brother-in-law, my wife and I, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Then, then we get back close to home. Stumbling distance.
Right.
And away we go. Will you hit other friends while you're out in L.A.?
Usually my tradition is just one house, but this is the first year we'll go to two. My aunt in West Covina will have dinner there, which is going to be lunchtime. And then I thought it's really cute because I don't think we all want to stay too long at my cousin's house. So we're going for Thanksgiving dessert in Duarte at my cousin's house.
Why? What's wrong with your cousin?
Nothing's wrong with my cousin. It's just you in-laws.
You're tired.
Nothing's
too.
Wrong with the in-laws either. It's just the one thing I hate about Thanksgiving is the dressing up and then just being forced to have conversations.
One more in sweats.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, I know. What was, you on that.
And what was that thing last week? It said where 4 hours is pretty much your limit for most people with their relatives.
I love that you dress up.
Yeah. No, we used to. I don't.
Oh, okay.
And I did bring nice clothes for my aunt's house. I would prefer to just be in my black, like you guys normally see me, in my black sweats and big old oversized sweatshirt.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Be comfortable.
Yeah.
Wear your stretchy pants.
Yep.
Know what I'm saying? Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
I was, when you said West Covina, it makes me smile because a lot of times if I'm doing stuff in LA, I'll drive and you get to West Covina and I go, I can make it from here. You know what I mean? Even if the traffic's junk, you know, I'm West Covina, I can make it from here. I can make it from
here. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
All right, little Jess, who is contestant number one, please? Oh, wait, I should turn this on. Here, let's try it again. Who's contestant number one, please?
DLK from Blue Diamond.
All right, Dan. DLK, what's your buzzer going to be?
DLK.
All right, Dan, and contestant number two?
WTF, Wayne the Flagger from the East Side.
All the hardcores are here. WTF, what's your buzzer going to be?
1738.
Okay.
Spence is the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Kayla is... Wait a minute, is this a rematch?
It is a rematch, and I don't... Wayne, you probably know the score, but DLK's never beaten you, correct?
My phone is horrible right now.
His phone is horrible right now. I'm looking to
He beat me last time, the last time we played.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm at home today. I'm off.
Oh, okay, so now he's focused. I understand. All right then, Kayla's the asker of the questions. Here's question number one.
Which Jonas wife surprised your hubby with a new puppy... Is that Priyanka Chopra, Sophie Turner, or Danielle Jonas?
DLK.
1738.
DLK.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Danielle.
Is it Danielle Jonas? It is not.
Wayne the Flagger, was it Priyanka Chopra or Sophie Turner?
Sophie Turner.
Is it Sophie Turner? It is not. Priyanka Chopra. Spence, you have a problem with this.
I think a puppy is an awful gift. You're giving somebody something you have to clean up with, feed, the cost involved. No way. Never give a puppy as a Christmas
gift. You got to think that maybe he was wanting a puppy. I don't think people just randomly go, hey, look what I got you.
I still think you got to choose that together. I think that's something you can't just go, I'm going to make this choice for
that,
you.
Yeah.
Because what if you go, that's not really what I wanted. Yeah, this one's cute, but
and
whatever.
Yeah, counter all of that. Gino the German Shepherd is adorable.
Yeah.
Is that who the puppy
Party
is?
Already has Gino an Instagram page. You can go follow it.
Great. Oh, no points. Let's go to question two.
Which KLUC artist says she stole a pencil from Kensington Palace? Is that Camila Cabello, Adele, or Halsey?
DLK.
DLK.
Halsey.
Is it Halsey? Nope, you guys suck.
Wayne
no
the
one's paid attention to anything
nope.
today.
Was it Camila Cabello or Adele?
I'm going to say Adele.
Was it Adele? Nope.
Oh, we suck.
Still no points. Still no points. All important third and final question. I think you know how much it's worth.
Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough may not return for another season of which hit show?
1738.
He's got this
one. WTF.
That's America's Got Talent.
WTF, he's in for the win on America's Got Talent. Dramatic pause. Here's the beauty of this, is you both win anyway, but WTF has the bragging rights. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And by the way, did you just raspberry him?
Yeah, what was that?
Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough now saying that they are out at America's Got Talent because of a toxic culture that included inappropriate jokes. Man, that takes all the fun out of work, doesn't it?
Right.
If you can't do inappropriate jokes.
Yeah.
But constant notes about their appearance.
Yep.
That's not good. And Gabrielle reportedly has been telling people that she was told that her hairstyles were, quote, too black for the audience.
Wow.
You can't do that, y'all.
Oh, boy.
That ain't good.
America's a diverse culture, so the idea that they told her that is just insane.
But, yeah, it's just, you just can't do that.
No, you can't.
So, look, you both win. WTF, he gets first choice. He gets bragging rights. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you, and thank you for playing.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. Now that you're at work, the fun doesn't have to stop. The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday commercial-free.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So it's a little bit of a twist today.
The greatest person in the world.
Instead of the greatest person in the world, give me three things you're thankful for.
Can I include my family?
You give me three.
Okay.
The cold meds are kicking in hard on
Kayla. For sure.
It's awesome.
I am thankful.
It's like working with Post Malone right now.
Except way less successful.
She's just high dancing to Shania Twain right
now.
That's it. She's like, yeah, wait. This book is not yet written.
I like it.
Nobody gave Posty any shot. Either.
That's true.
Okay, so three things you're thankful for.
I am thankful, super thankful for my family. I'm super thankful for my house because got it at the right time. And super, super thankful for my boyfriend.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so I got to end with the biggest one, right?
House above boyfriend?
No, boyfriend above house. You end with the big one.
Oh, okay.
Mostly thankful for my boyfriend because he puts up with all of my garbage, including putting house in front of him, apparently, in this list. So thank you, buddy.
The greatest person in the world.
Yeah, what are you thankful for, sir?
Whiskey?
Yep.
Okay.
The internet and its variety of viewing choices.
Yes.
And mac and damn cheese.
Yes. Amen. Can I co-sign on that?
Yeah, I don't know.
The greatest person in the world.
Thankful that the Runnin' Rebels won last night.
Yeah, go Rebels.
And for all of my Runnin' Rebel family, I'm thankful for you guys.
Oh,
seriously.
Very nice.
We didn't do very well.
No, I'm thankful for you guys and all the P1s. That wasn't the intention.
There was a whole plan there the whole time.
I really hadn't gotten past Running Rebels, so then I went.
Right.
And then, I love lamp. So I was just kind of looking around.
Mac and cheese. I think I get you.
Understood. and my wife. And my wife and my life is.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's all good. But seriously. There's a lot to be thankful for.
Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right!
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Yeah, we had to put little Jess under the gun. Nice work, little Jess. To get our contestant. Who is it?
Tierra King from the Southwest.
Right on. Hi, Tierra.
Hi.
Give us three things that you're thankful for.
I am thankful for my family.
Yeah.
I am thankful for my wonderful husband who tolerates my BS.
Very popular theme around here.
I got you. And it is different from family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your husband is different.
Right.
Because it's family, but it's different family.
It's like Disney Plus, Family Plus.
Right. Exactly. And what's the third thing? Are you thankful for...
Who...
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
My friends who've been homeless for the last 6 months with their family and their four kids, they found a place and they're moving in today.
Oh my God. Who expected that?
Wow.
Not me. Oh, well, congratulations, I guess. Isn't that?
That's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've been living with me, so this is an amazing thing, especially right before the holidays for all their family to be back together.
I'm going to tell you a little something. They were living with you. They weren't homeless. You know what I mean? They had love and warmth, and that came from you, and that's awesome. Yeah, you paused for a second. I was just going to say, I didn't know if you were just thankful for Maroon 5 tickets. That's all.
That too.
Yeah. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Everybody
travel. Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Everybody travel safe, and just remember, if you're taking your phone with you, which we imagine you are, then you're already able to take the 98.5 kill. I was going to say Chet Buchanan Show. I got to be honest with you. You can take 98.5 KLUC with you on the radio.com app.
Well, and the Chubby Cannon Show, because we had our podcast up there, so you can go listen to those if you
want
to.
This is true.
Yep.
Very smart.
This is very true. And we are thankful for our friends at Centennial Toyota for the custom Chet Buchanan Show shirts. And we are thankful to the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl for being sponsors of the Chet Buchanan Show, Sam Boyd Stadium, Saturday, December 21st. All the plugs completed. Everything's good. What else do you need from me? Lil Jess, you good?
I'm good. If you want to throw an extra $1,000 in there, I'll take it.
Oh, okay.
Where am I getting a thousand what?
Dollars.
Really? You know what? We did get paid today. I don't know if anybody noticed.
We did?
Yeah, we got paid today. Yeah, I was looking for something else. And I went, it was that great moment where you go, all right, what did I screw up? You know what I mean? There's too much money in my account. So, I must have forgot something.
We don't have to wait till Friday?
No,
it's in there.
Oh, well, let's get out of here.
Let's go.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Let's go.
We'll see you on Monday. Go Knights, go.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.